Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on Dukes and Bell. Mike Bell, John Chuckery, hanging out for Carl Dukes on this Friday afternoon. 404-741-0929, by the way, is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to be a part of the show. BetQL Network's available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. It's wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night, your one-stop shop for betting info. Get sports betting tips from local talent, national experts. Sports betting and entertainment content to keep both casual and hardcore bettors entertained. That's the BetQL Network, only on the Odyssey app. We'll talk to Steve Coonan coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Weekly chat with him as, Mike, it was another successful evening at State Farm Arena for the Atlanta Hawks in a blowout win over the Dallas Mavericks. And they'll get back at it, tomorrow night, right?
Right.
Back with the Cleveland Cavaliers, as they will be in Cleveland tomorrow night. Game number two as we get ready for the NBA season. But, obviously, Mike, we got to get ready for some picks.
Yeah, and again, not easy work, boys and girls, as you guys may already know, because there's a lot of mismatches. There's a lot of injuries in the pro ranks, even in the college ranks, you could argue, and there's a lot of double-digit faves and dogs. So how are we going to make heads or tails of this? Let's go to the man who's leading the pack, Chris the Engineer. Chris, you have been doing a great job, a.k.a. Turtle. Give the records of the combatants first before we get into these picks.
All right, so I am leading the pack, as you said, at 12-3. Mike's rebounded nice the past couple weeks. He is now at 8-7. Carl and Bo are tied, bringing up the rear at 5-9-1.
What did Carl started off at 0-6? That is correct. Last time I was on here, I think he was 0-6 at that point.
Nothing worse than the push. So all right.
So Carl's at least rebounded over the last few weeks. So
you betcha.
And now his fate rests in your hands.
So, Johnny, you can take him over. You can get him to 500, or you can sink him further down to the bottom.
I got news for you. I've never been afraid to push somebody off the cliff. So, anyway. All right, Bo Morgan, let's start with you, as it is our Ingles Picks of the Week. College, one pro, and one wild card.
Wow, I get to start first. Well, I'm going to start right ahead in the NFL. And I don't like doing this. It's kind of a rule that I'm breaking of my own personal rule.
Yes.
But I'm taking the Falcons, giving 2.5, going to Miami. I think Miami's a mess. They got trade rumors. You know, depending on how Tua plays, we could possibly see Tua benched at some point in this game if he doesn't play well. So I'm going to take the Falcons going on the road, giving the 2.5. I don't know why.
I'll tell you why, because it's a smart play. And again, there's so many big numbers. If you're looking for some, you know, something that you can kind of hang your hat on, it's not the worst bet. And so I'm going to save everybody some time. I am with Squidbilly. I am also taking the Falcons in this situation.
I think it's a good pick. I would see no reason to bet against the Falcons right now. That's a small number.
Yeah, and I know that, look, the Dolphins, and you could argue that, you know, on paper, well, we did. We looked at it on paper with Chuck Smith earlier, John. They're not statistically any better than us when it comes to sacking the quarterback. They're not really good at running the football. And, you know, at 2.5 points, they got to, you know, win by three. So, you know, we might actually, you know, kick the field goal to win it ourselves. Could be a Younghoe Koo day down at Hard Rock. So I'm with Squidbilly. It's minus 2.5. Over-under on that game, by the way, is 47.5. So a 27-24 would take you over. So, and by the way, you think low-scoring game, John?
I don't know. You know, the Falcons offense has got me a little bit excited that if they can build off the momentum they've had the last couple of weeks, I think the Falcons can put some points up. I mean, there's no reason to think that the Falcons can't get back in the 30s again this week.
Hey, getting Calvin Ridley and Russell Gage back is huge. You know, I just like, so I'm with Squid. All right, back to you, Bo Morgan. What else you got?
All right, well, I'm going to do another rule break, and I'm going to bet on Jimbo Fisher and the Texas A&M Aggies to cover the 19.5 against South Carolina. I just don't see how South Carolina can score points. And I think A&M's better defensively than they've probably gotten some credit for. I think that they'll cover the 19.5 I believe that is at home against Cocky.
All right. And they're going to fire up the cockaboose and take a beating, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, if A&M's quarterback can play, you know, like more like what he did against Alabama than what he did against Arkansas, they can get their offense going. I mean, they've obviously got one of the best running games in the conference, but they got to get some good quarterback play if they're going to take that next step.
And then I'm going to go I like this under as my wild card. Clemson-Pittsburgh. Clemson is really good on defense, but they're terrible on offense. Yeah. I don't see any way that these two teams equal 50 points. I know it's college and sometimes it's Dallas score, but we've seen this year that trend has kind of changed a little bit with the way Georgia plays defense and Clemson. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I do think Clemson will win if you're going to go with that, but look, I just don't think there's any way they get over 50 or 47.5.
I'm looking real quick because I know going into last week, Clemson was the second, but Georgia was the best scoring defense in the country. Clemson was number two. Yeah, they're still number two. Clemson only gives up 12.5 points per game. So for all their flaws on offense,
right, they're still doing things on defense.
Yep,
right.
They still have a lot. Even with the injuries, they're still not giving up.
I looked at that game up at Pitt. You know, Pitt has had some big wins. They've also lost to Western Michigan. So, yeah, I mean, I still think Clemson's going to get a win up there, but I'm not touching it.
And by the way, we saw the guy that does his picks for Ingles in the commercials. And by the way, Ingles, low prices, love the savings. They sponsor this segment. He picked Clemson to cover by three. So if you go by the scoring defense that John just said, that final score would be like 16-11 or something.
Yeah, so. I mean, you know, listen, Kenny Pickett's had a monster year for Pitt. He's been, you know, they've been the best offensive
NFL
team
draft.
Only
time Clemson got over 21 points is a win over South Carolina State in 49. I mean, they're not scoring a lot of points.
Nope.
Period.
Nope, they don't. Their offense is as poorly coached a unit as if Georgia's the best. Georgia's defense is the best unit in college football. Clemson's offense is one of the worst units, and they're the most poorly coached unit in college football. All right, did you give all three, Bo? We got under.
Falcons, okay. I got Falcons laying 2.5, A&M laying 19.5, and 47.5 over under for the taking the under for Clemson Pitt.
All right, the big dog, Chris. What you got?
All right, so I had a terrible, horrendous, awful time picking this week. I hated all these games, NFL, college, but I whittled it down. Tampa Bay hosting Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. It is a mighty big number at 11.5, but I don't think this one's close, boys. I think Tom Brady throws for 4, maybe even 5 touchdowns. The Chicago Bears defense is not the 1985 Bears. They have Khalil Mack, but the parts do not equal the sum. So give me Tom Brady and the Bucs minus 11.5 versus the Chicago Bears. For my college pick,
you know, no Antonio Brown, who's like their second best receiver, and no Gronk in this game.
Yeah, I think O.J. Howard, Cameron Brake can cover that. And then, of course, you got Godwin and Evans. I think they'll be fine on offense. Like I said, the Chicago Bears defense is not what we think it is. They're not that great. I'm not worried. Mm. So for my
confidence is high.
Yeah. Well, when you're 12-3, Mike, I don't mean to, you know,
I hear
slam
you. No,
the table.
It's your world, brother. Rock and roll.
They basically won Chicago 3 games. Go ahead.
Bo's always got to get, you know, for, listen, small in stature, but big in heart.
Look, normally we have Carl to kick around. He's not here to abuse, so you're the whipping boy on this one. Maybe Chuckery later. Go ahead.
I guess so. All right, so for my college pick, I went outside the box a little bit. I'm taking San Diego State +3 at Air Force.
Now, hold on. We have a rule. If I can't find this game on television, Chris, I don't know if we can, Squidbilly, tell him about that.
I believe it's on the CBS Sports Network.
I'm not sure. Again, we have a standing rule. If I can't find this on a network that ends with an N, I don't know.
I hope you find it.
I'll take North Dakota State -10.
Yeah, I had to go deep in the weeds for this one. But
San Diego State's undefeated this year, and they could be the top. Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, Chuckery, you mock, but you have a point. They are undefeated. They are
one
ranked.
Of the few undefeated's left. Yes.
22nd in the nation.
All right, let's get through this.
How often do you get points with a ranked team
value,
on
value.
The road.
Value, I mean, smart, very
exactly.
brilliant.
Okay, and then finally, bringing up the rear, Give me Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, -8. They're taking on the Washington football team at home. That franchise is in total disarray right now. Rodgers, after the tumultuous offseason, the noise is really quieted down, and he's having another stellar season. I do have him in fantasy, so I know that firsthand. So give me Green Bay to cover the 8 easily versus the Washington football team. Recap, Tampa Bay, -11.5 versus the Bears. San Diego State, +3 at Air Force. Green Bay, -8 at the Washington, or hosting right. the Washington football team.
All right. All right. For my picks, let's go in the NFL. I am with you, Chris. I've got Green Bay, -8 as well over Washington. Washington is the worst pass defense in the NFL, Mike. They give up the most touchdown passes. I think they're last in yards as well. Their secondary's been bad all year. So I like Aaron Rodgers to really light it up against Washington. I'll take them, Green Bay, -8 over them. College pick, I'm going to take Virginia Tech, 3.5 over Syracuse. Syracuse has beat like Albany and nobody. They've got 3 wins that are 3 of the probably worst. They haven't beaten a Power 5 team this year, so I'll take Virginia Tech in a must-win game. They've got to get some things cranked up so they can stay in the ACC Coastal race. Give me Virginia Tech, 3.5 over Syracuse to cover that. And then my wild card, Mike, I will take the over on the Ole Miss LSU game at 76.5.
Look, hope LSU can score enough points for you to make
listen,
that.
They still score 34 points a game. Okay. They do throw it around, and with all due respect to Ole Miss, they play a little better defense, but they still give up plenty of points. And you've seen that against our teams like Arkansas, Alabama. Right. I'll take the over 76.5. So, recap, Green Bay -8 over Washington, Virginia Tech -3.5 over Syracuse, and I'll take the over of 76.5 of Ole Miss and LSU.
Cool. I love that Green Bay pick. I had that earlier, but I got to give you some variety on this variety pack. I'm with Squid Billy, got the Falcons -2.5. Taking the Patriots over the Jets in New England, -7. They beat them 25-6 in MetLife earlier in September, and I think that you're seeing the progression of a Mac Jones. So, yeah, I think they're going to handle the Jets pretty well up there at Foxborough. Patriots over NYJ -7. And my other pick, I got to look no further than the Hard Rock, Chris. 2 from the Hard Rock. Falcons over the Dolphins. And NC State -3.5 over the lifeless Hurricanes, who have quit on their coach. Wolfpack takes care of business down in South Florida.
There you go. That is our Ingles picks of the week. And if it goes bad for me, listen, just hey. don't make it count for Carl.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.